For War News Radio at Swarthmore College, I'm Joelle Hejboutros.
And I'm Gyeongchun Min.
Violence continued along the Niger-Nigeria border this week as Nigeria and its allies target Boko Haram. Nigerian defense spokesperson Chris Ulukade says at least 300 Boko Haram fighters died and several others have been captured in the offense. An airstrike in southern Niger reportedly killed 37 civilians near the military operations. Separately, two suicide attacks on different military checkpoints in northeast Nigeria left 30 dead. Boko Haram has vowed to continue its efforts to disrupt Nigerian elections that have already been delayed from February 14 to March 28. The Nigerian Human Rights Commission reports 58 people have been killed so far in pre-election violence.
The European Union says it will send armored cars and satellite imagery to reinforce a ceasefire in Ukraine. The agreement brokered by France, the United Kingdom, and Germany last Sunday in Minsk calls for the removal of heavy weaponry and the withdrawal of foreign troops within 2 weeks. The pro-Russian separatists took control of the city of Davosava on Wednesday as Ukrainian troops fought their way out. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has asked the UN to send peacekeepers to monitor the ceasefire. Rebels have denounced his request, saying the presence of UN peacekeepers would violate the ceasefire agreement signed last Sunday. Under the current plan, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe would oversee drawdowns. Ukraine has reported multiple violations of the ceasefire.
Approximately 20 Al-Qaeda-affiliated militants attacked a checkpoint in the Tunisian city of Qasrin, killing 4 police officers and stealing their weapons. According to Interior Ministry spokesperson Muhammad Ali Auri, a group known as Okba ibn Nafa, based in the neighboring Shaambi mountainside, is responsible for the attack. Similar raids against Tunisian security forces have been a concern since President Zine El Abidine Ali fled the country in 2011. In July, the accused group killed 15 National Guards at another checkpoint in the Shaambi region.
United States District Judge Andrew Hanen ruled this week to temporarily halt President Obama's plan to offer work permits and protection from deportation to millions of undocumented individuals. The ruling allows for a coalition of 26 states, led by Texas, to seek a future lawsuit that would permanently stop the executive orders and postpone the program that was to begin on Wednesday. These states maintain that Obama's plan will lead to increased costs in terms of law enforcement, healthcare, and education. The White House defended the legality of the policy, and U.S. Attorney General Eric Holder responded by indicating that he is working to overturn the Texas ruling, leaving the courts to decide the fate of President Obama's plan.
The number of Afghan civilians killed reached an all-time high in 2014. It rose 25% from 2013 to 3,699 deaths, the highest since the UN began keeping records in 2009. For the first time, slightly more civilians died in fighting between the Taliban and government forces than from roadside bombs. The Taliban has renewed ground attacks since foreign troops formally ended their mission last December. The report comes as the U.S. considers a request from Afghanistan to slow U.S. troop withdrawal. In 2001, a U.S.-led coalition ousted the Taliban from power.
UN Special Envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, announced that the Syrian government was prepared to halt aerial attacks on Aleppo for 6 weeks in what would amount to the first several local freeze ceasefire plans for the country as a step towards a more permanent resolution to the conflict. While the date of the ceasefire has yet to be announced, the Syrian government has continued its military campaign in the city, launching a surprise offensive in Aleppo where at least 150 soldiers and opposition fighters were killed. Syrian opposition leaders remain skeptical that Assad will follow through with the ceasefire, and de Mistura added that based on previous experiences with the Syrian government, he has no illusions about the probability of success.
The Egyptian military launched a series of airstrikes on an ISIS stronghold in Derna, Libya, this week. 7 civilians are reported dead. On Sunday, the ISIS franchise in Libya released a video said to show the beheading of 21 Egyptian Christians. France and Egypt are urging the UN Security Council to respond with further measures against ISIS as its influence spreads in Libya. Libya's legal government in Tripoli has condemned the Egyptian raids as terrorism.
Our behind-the-scenes crew this week includes Charlotte Colanti, Sebrian Emerald, Amy DePiro, Dylan Okabe-Jaudot, Catherine Kwok, and Allison Raybar. This week's show was produced by Sabrina Merrill, and I'm Gyeongchan Min.
And I'm Joelle Hajboutros. Until next time, thanks for listening.